You're listening to the Household of Christ podcast. Be encouraged and inspired as we dive into God's Word.
Well, today I want to share a message with you on open your heart to heaven. This is a special grace that God gives us, allowing us to have heaven's atmosphere on the inside of us. It says, the peace that I give you is not the peace of this world, but it's a peace of heaven. But you have to open your heart to receive that. Many people don't experience peace because their hearts are closed up. Holy Spirit is faithful and true, but the Holy Spirit's a gentleman. Oftentimes when we read the Bible, we think certain scriptures are meant for other people, whereas it's meant for us. In the book of Revelation 3, verse 20, the Bible says that God stands at the door knocking. Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If anyone hears and listens to and heeds to my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will eat with him, and he will eat with me. Can you see God wants to fellowship with us? God is the one coming to us, knocking at our heart's door and say, open up, I want to come in. I want us to have a meal together, eat together. Eat what? Eat of the goodness of the Lord. Many of us, when we think about having a meal, we think about a small table, but I want you to think about heaven. What do you think a heaven's buffet would look like? What do you think that table would look like? What do you think would be on that table? And God is standing at the door knocking, saying, open your heart's door. I want to come in and have a meal with you. I want us to spend time together. Have you lately had a good meal with some good friends? Just wave at me. Have you had a good meal lately with some good friends? It was precious. In the same way, God wants to fellowship with us. He says, I want to come in and fill and occupy your heart so that you can experience all the goodness that I've got for you, that you can see what I want you to eat. The Bible says, see and taste that the Lord is good. That's God's heart for you. Psalm 23 verse 5 says, you become my delicious feast, the Passion Translation. He says, you have become my delicious feast. Even when my enemies dare to fight, you anoint me with the fragrance of your Holy Spirit. You give me all I can drink of you until my heart overflows. That's God's measure, overflowing. God has planned a delicious feast for each of us. But many people have not experienced that because they keep the door closed. They don't want to allow him to come in. Because when you allow him to come in, he's not just a visitor, but he's the one that will remain. And many of us are feasting on tables where we should not be, whereas God has prepared a table for us. If you want to feast with God, and you want God to be a part of that, you're going to have to start to enlarge your capacity. You're going to have to start to think a little bit bigger. Because a table in heaven that's been prepared for you is a big table with a lot of things on it. But sometimes when we've been going through a tough and challenging time and we keep God out, we cannot see what God has planned for us. Turn to the person next to you and say, whether you like it or not, God has planned good things for you. And sometimes I think people have lost their imagination. I mean, just for 1 minute, myself, I took some time to think about a heavenly table, what it would look like, what that table would be made of, the detail on that table, how it will be polished, how it will be finished, what the chairs would look like, what the cutlery would look like, the plates, the food, and everything. Sometimes with what God has planned for us, we have to enlarge our capacity. Ephesians 3 verse 20, the NIV says, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine." Ask or imagine. It's Wigglesworth that said, God is more eager to answer our prayers than what we are ready to ask. God wants to do more than what you ask. He's eager to do it, but we're not asking. He says, God is ready to do more than what you imagine. When last did you imagine big things that God wants to do for you? Am I talking to the right people here this morning? We need a bit of heaven in our hearts, heaven's atmosphere. It's too much of this world that's coming, choking the word out. The Amplified Ephesians 3 verse 20, it says, "Now to him who by inconsequence of the action of his power that is at work within us is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, our highest desires, our highest thoughts, hopes, and dreams." That's what God wants to do. Heaven is more beautiful than what you can imagine. More perfect than what you can imagine. More perfect, the atmosphere in there. And God says, I want that atmosphere in your heart. So if you want heaven's atmosphere in your heart, can you see that you're going to have to enlarge your ability to believe and to receive? Many people will believe big. When they talk, they'll say, I believe God's going to do big things and this and this. It's one thing to believe for big. Can you receive big? Can you receive big? Because if you're seeing a small table like this and God's got a big table like that, turn to the person next to you and say, get ready for big things. It's not because we dream big. It's not because we dream big. It's because God is big. Because God is big. When God looked at Jacob lying down, looking up to heaven, God didn't look at Jacob and say, yes, this Jacob's a great guy. No, Jacob was a deceiver. He was a liar. He was a schemer. Turn to the person next to you and say, I know people like that. He was looking at Jacob, a schemer, a liar, a guy always with a plan. But when he looked at him, he saw what he could do in him, with him, and through him. And that's what God does with all of us. He doesn't look at our ability, but he looks at his own ability. But that readiness in your heart to say, Lord, use me, that's what God uses. But you have to open your heart. Even if you're a schemer, even if you're an operator, a planner, always got 10 things ahead. Am I talking to the right people here? But when you start thinking about things from above, things from heaven, God will automatically enlarge your capacity. And you have to say, God, I'm going to trust you to do big things in me. Not because I'm dreaming big, thinking big, but because you're big. Because many people will think it's because I'm thinking big that God's doing big. No, it's because he's big. And we say, Lord, your will be done, not my will. I'm going to trust in your ability and not my ability. You know, the Passion Translation, Isaiah 54, verse 2, it says, increase is coming. So enlarge your tent and add extensions to your dwelling. Hold nothing back. It says, enlarge your capacity. Make the tent bigger. Make the tent ropes longer and the pegs stronger. You will increase and spread out in every direction. Your sons and your daughters will conquer nations and revitalize desolate cities. What is God saying? He's saying, listen here, I want you to enlarge your capacity because I want to reach more people. Desolate cities where nothing is happening, I'm going to revitalize it. Who of you want to go to a desolate city and be used as an instrument of heaven? Nobody's happy to do that. But God says, that's what I want to do. That's why I have to enlarge your capacity so that we can do more. This is why we need open hearts. We need open hearts so that we can go and conquer nations, take cities for God, desolate cities back, so that heaven's atmosphere can manifest there. The Bible says the whole earth will be filled with the knowledge and the glory of God. How is he going to manifest heaven here on earth? Through you and me. So we want heaven here on earth. It's not just going to come down. He's going to use us. Habakkuk 2 verse 14. The whole earth will be filled with the glory of God. Can I have a loud amen? Amen. Do you believe that? Amen. You know, there was not one immediate amen. That means you have to enlarge your capacity to start to think about heaven and know that heaven's atmosphere can manifest here on earth. Family, listen to me. We're living in the last days. The Bible says clearly that in the last days there will be tribulations. There will be difficulties. There will be tough times. Do you know that? So we're not ignorant about that. There'll probably be a time where all hell will break loose around us. But when that happens, you need heaven on the inside of you so that you can manifest heaven when hell is all around you. Because light expels darkness and the blessing is greater than the curse. How will the whole earth be filled with the knowledge and the glory of God if we don't go out and do it? We are with an assignment here on earth to manifest heaven on earth. Turn to the person next to you and say, you have a heavenly assignment. Can I tell you something? Nothing can stop you. You're on earth when you've got a heavenly vision, a heavenly assignment. Why do we experience heaven here in Household of Christ? I mean, this is just an amazing place. Did you walk in here and you were aware of God's presence? Let me see your hand. During the worship, did you feel God's presence coming down? Did you feel yourself going into God's presence? Why do we experience heaven here in Household of Christ? Because people have opened up their hearts to heaven. You can only give what you've got. You can give peace when you've got peace. You can show love when you've got love. That's why we open our hearts. But when your heart is closed up, you cannot do that. I want to say thank you to our teams, the dream team, the way that you love, the way that you greet. I mean, I spent time with a first-time visitor this week that visited our church for the first time last week. He's not been in a church for many years. And in the service, he was recording the worship, and he told me, he sent it to about 100 people. He said, I found a church. I'm in a church where I experience God's presence, God's love. The people are friendly. The people are kind. So I salute every team, every dream team, for making people feel welcome here. Greeting people, hugging people, showing them the love, putting a quality smile on people. You're manifesting heaven here on earth. But it's not just here for the church, it's for us to take it out. You know, if you travel somewhere and you lose your passport, and you say, they'll say to you, where are you from? Say, I'm a citizen of South Africa. They send you back to South Africa. Why? Because you're from South Africa. We need to start to look at ourselves in a different way. You're not citizens here of this earth. You're citizens of heaven is what the Bible says. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We can manifest heaven because we're of heaven. We're born from above. Amen? In John 17, 16, Jesus said, they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Why can people come in here and experience a bit of heaven? Because we're born of heaven. We're born of heaven. And when you're born of heaven, you can have heaven in your heart. And when heaven is in your heart, the nature, your nature, starts to change to that of heaven. In heaven, There's love abundance. There's kindness abundance. Gentleness. Can I have an amen? Amen. And because you have that in your heart, you can manifest it. When you're driving, are you making it easy for people or difficult for people? When people are waiting for you in the queue to see you, are you making it easy or difficult? At work, when you work with your colleagues, do you make it easy or difficult for them? No, they make it difficult for me, so I make it super difficult for them. No. Hashtag, let's make it easy. Amen. Turn to the person that you say, hashtag, let's make it easy. Because I have heaven in my heart. Do you think anything's difficult in heaven? No. So if we're thinking of things from above, let's have an attitude to make it easy for people. Amen. We're only here for a short season. Then we're going to go there. If you want to experience heaven here on earth, you need to be created in the image of the heavenly man. The heavenly man is Jesus Christ. We have a responsibility to manifest heaven here on earth. When we represent Jesus Christ, that is our responsibility. Amen. Look at this scripture in the Passion Translation. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 48. The first one made from dust has a race of people just like him who are also made from dust. The one sent from heaven has a race of heaven, people who are just like him. Turn to the person next to you and say, I'm a heavenly man. Turn to the person on the other side saying, I have heaven in my heart. Once we carried the likeness of the man of dust, but now let us carry the likeness of the man of heaven. We have an assignment here on earth to be in the likeness of the heavenly man. And wherever we go, we manifest heaven. Your assignment is to carry the heavenly man here on earth. When you pray, heaven manifests. That's what people are looking for. Can I tell you something? When you say open your heart to heaven, you know what's another translation? You know what's the Greek word for open your heart to heaven? Let go of offense. Many people don't have heaven in their heart because they're offended. They are bitter. They have resentment and unforgiveness and hatred in their hearts. And they say, pray for me for heaven. Have you forgiven people? As Christ has forgiven you, as heaven has forgiven you, forgive those that have wronged you. Am I helping some of you? Some of you, you closed your heart to heaven because you're not prepared to forgive. When Jesus was communicating with people, he was always aware of heaven. When you talk to people and you're aware of heaven, your speech will change, your behavior will change, your attitude will change. There's a story in John chapter 3. A very educated man, Nicodemus, comes to Jesus and he says, I've been teaching for 30 years about the kingdom of heaven. And here you are, a young man, you're manifesting heaven. How is this possible? I'm giving you my narrative. He says, I've been preaching on the kingdom of heaven for 30 years. I'm a teacher of the teachers. And here you come and you just manifest heaven. How's that possible? He says, why I can do this is because I'm connected with heaven. He says, if you're not born again, born from above, you won't be able to see any of this. You won't be able to understand any of this. If you want heaven in your life, you need to get connected with heaven. Go to John 3 verse 12. I want you to underline this in your Bible. And they talk about being born again, being born of water, being born of the Spirit. being born of the water is your mother's water that breaks, a natural birth. He says that's the first birth that takes place. Then the second birth is a spiritual birth when you get born again. It's not you have to be baptized with water and with the Spirit to be saved. No, that's not what it's about. Because he's talking about natural things. In John 3:12, he says, if I've told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly blessings? He says, if you don't understand that, how? Then he goes to the next verse. He says, no one has ascended to heaven. Nobody can go up to heaven but he who came down from heaven. Listen to me, family. The only way you're going to go to heaven if you're a citizen of heaven. Amen. You cannot just go there. You need to be a citizen of heaven to go to heaven. That is the Son of Man who is in heaven. What is he saying? He's saying, listen, I might be talking to you, Nicodemus, right now. You're on earth. But I want to tell you, I'm actually in heaven. Because I'm from heaven. Do you know that you're a citizen of heaven? Do you know that you are seated in heavenly places? When you are linked up with God, you are seated where Jesus is. Do you believe that? That's why when you pray, we're not praying here from earth up to heaven. We're praying from a heavenly position down to earth. Jesus is telling Nicodemus, and he's saying, listen here, if you're not born again, if you're not born of heaven, you won't understand any heavenly things. Can you see the importance to be born again? Amen. Go take some time and go read Psalm 87. And of Zion it will be said, this one and that one were born in her. And the Most High himself shall establish her. The Lord will record when he registers the people. This one was born there. What is he talking about? Born in heaven. If you go to Hebrews 12 as well, the first one registered in heaven. First one registered in heaven. Your name needs to be registered in heaven. Your name needs to be in the book of the Lamb's book of life. How does that happen? When you accept what the Lamb has done for you, that he died for you. Amen? Amen. Then you are born from above. You become a heavenly creature, made in the image of God. All things have passed away. Everything has become new. We don't think about the things of the past anymore. We start to think about heavenly things, things from above, things that build up, things that encourage. The question is, will you open your heart to heaven today? Will you open your heart to heaven today? Well, in conclusion, the question is, will you open your heart to heaven? Will you be obedient to the ordinary so that you can start to see the extraordinary take place? When God comes to knock at your heart's door, will you open it and say, let's feast? Or are you going to keep that door closed? When you open that door, Jesus comes in and everything starts to change. When heaven is in your heart, the peace of heaven is in your heart, even when there's a storm around you, you'll be able to stay calm. Jesus even taught his disciples when they asked him how to pray. He said, let your kingdom come, let your will be done. You're on earth as it is in heaven. What was he praying? He says, pray heaven's atmosphere down here on earth. Can you see when you're in heaven, even when you talk to people, you will have heaven's opinion about them. Then your conversation will be different. The way that you look at things will be different. I'm going to close with this. I shared it with the people on Thursday night when we prayed. The first miracle that Jesus did. First miracle that he did. Do you know what that was? He turned water into wine. So there's a crisis. This wedding day is turning out not to be a happy day. And Jesus' mother comes and she says, whatever he tells you to do, just do it. And he says to the people, I want you to fill the jars, fill the barrels with water right to the brim. Fill it up. And we know the story how Jesus came and the water was turned into wine and they said, this is better than anything else. But as I was looking at this, I realized something. in the same way that many people never experience the peace of God because they keep their hearts closed. Many times people never see a miracle of transformation because when they are asked to fill the jars with water, they're not prepared to do it. They say, Lord, I don't need water. I need wine. Didn't you hear what I was saying, God? I need wine. The wine is finished. And he says, fill the jars with water. God, you are not hearing what I'm saying. You are missing it. God is never missing it. We miss it. When God tells us to do something ordinary, fill the jars with water, we've got many excuses. But he wants to do a miracle in our lives. For water to go to wine, there's a massive transformation that needs to take place. And God wants to transform our lives, but this can only happen in the Spirit when one turns to the Lord. The veil is taken away, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. But as we look into this, it gives us direction to be changed from glory to glory. So sometimes for you to change from glory to glory, to see a miracle that will transform you, your life, you're going to have to do the simple thing, ordinary thing, fill the jars with water. Sometimes it's just one small step in the right direction. From the natural man, it doesn't make sense, but the heavenly man, it says, here's the solution. An instruction in righteousness to do something small can have an extraordinary effect in the spirit. That's what heaven does. When heaven manifests, one simple prayer, somebody says, I've got a headache. Somebody says, nothing's working out. Somebody says, my child is sick. Somebody says, this door's not open. Come, let me just pray with you. Seems ordinary. But when you take the hands of that person and say, let's agree, where two or more agree, heaven becomes aware and says, okay, whatever you agree upon now, it will be done. Be careful what you say. Be careful what you declare, but what you are saying is now going to manifest. It's going to happen. Transformation is going to start to take place. So when you allow heaven into your heart, oh my God, when heaven is in your heart, you've got heaven's attention. And now things can start to change. Ordinary things that we do here, it's got an extraordinary effect in the spirit. You just sharing with somebody the gospel can bring salvation to them. You just helping somebody can bring a breakthrough in their lives. Can you see the importance to allow heaven into your heart? Because everywhere where you are going now, you are starting to manifest heaven. The light that is on the inside of you, everywhere you go, it's starting to expel darkness. Where people feel they are cursed, when you come with this blessing, the blessing is greater than the curse. And this is how we start to manifest the glory of the Lord, the knowledge of the Lord all over this earth, step by step, one word at a time. We don't have to do immediately a 50,000 crusade. Just start reaching out to the person next to you. Can I have an amen? Amen. Just start praying for that person that's desperate and manifest heaven wherever you are. If you can meet a need, just meet that need and see what God will do. When Jesus knocks on your door, when you open that heart's door, you can expect a king's reward. You can expect a king's table, king's food. Not our food, heaven's food. And that's what God wants you to feed upon. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Visit www.hoc.org.za to learn more. Household of Christ, loving God, loving people.